time to bring in Mike to check on sports. Mike, how are you this morning?
I'm good.
All right. So you had about a foot of snow yesterday, huh?
Yeah, we had a lot of snow, man. Trees came down and everything.
Well, we didn't get anything.
What?
Nothing. We got nothing here.
Well, that's all right. You had a lot more than us this winter. Most of it's gone by now this morning, too.
All right. And now I'm going to have to be I've got no headphones, so I can't simultaneously have to turn on and off my microphone to hear you. But I want to start off with Jason Pierre-Paul, gone from the New York Giants.
He's probably going to be the first of many getting shown the door. He can go down to Tampa now and play with firecrackers all he wants.
I think it's good to see. It's going to give him a little more cap room, and they're going to get. They also got rid of the punt return guy that they had from Dallas. They freed up about $5.7 million this year. Not a lot, but in future years they freed up, and they're doing exactly what they needed to do. They're cleaning house.
Why is Eli Apple still on the team?
I think that's coming. Don't worry about it. This guy has shown he has no problems with pulling the trigger.
I think he should have got rid of him first. Send a message to all the young players.
They're probably going to wait to see what's up in the draft and stuff like that.
So then, if that's the case, then there's a possibility they keep him.
If they can't get anything good in return for him, I think that they might do that. But who knows?
Cut your losses, get rid of him.
Yeah, that wouldn't be too bad. Hey, let's go. Where do you want to go from here?
Go to basketball. The upsets continue. 4 games last night, 3 upsets. Kentucky got beat by Kansas State. Gonzaga got beat by Florida State. And if you want to call it an upset, Nevada got beat by Loyola of Chicago.
What about the no handshake incident after the Kentucky game?
I have no idea what happened with that. All I know is in that game, because I watched pretty much all the games last night, regardless of who won, the officiating was questionable at best. They set a record for fouls in the game yesterday. And you know it's bad when both teams are yelling about it. It wasn't one-sided. It wasn't a one-sided thing. The referees, if you touched somebody or appeared to touch somebody, they were blowing a whistle. I think Kansas State had close to 40 fouls called against them last night. That's ridiculous.
40 fouls?
Yes, sir. Close to 40. I think it was 38 or 39 fouls they had called against them last night.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's extreme. I mean, the game started, I think it was at 9:40. It wasn't over until 10 after 12. This was a 40-minute game that lasted 2.5 hours, and it wasn't because of a halftime show.
I think Loyola's going all the way because they've got God riding on their back.
Well, we'll see about that.
I don't know. So where else do you want? Is there much racing or anything else you want to talk about?
Oh, yeah, we could talk about more things. The Met game last night was a head-scratcher. I was watching a lot of stuff last night. The Mets fell behind 5-0 to Washington and wound up winning the game 12-5. This is a good thing and a bad thing. It's a good thing for the Mets lineup. Nimmo and Cespedes had 3 hits each. Frazier woke up out of his coma and got 2 hits. So the Mets lineup came alive last night for 15 hits. It's not going to happen every day, but it was a good sign. However, Zach Wheeler, if he's coming north, it should only be a ploy where they can open the door halfway to New York and throw him off the plane. This is a guy that was crying about having the opportunity, crying in arbitration for $17 million for 2 years. I'm 57 years old, and I can pitch as good as Zach Wheeler. 2 innings was his line yesterday again. 7 hits, 5 runs. This guy wants to pitch in the major leagues and is crying against that he's not getting an opportunity. If this guy does not go back to not only the minor leagues but Double A and learn how to pitch again, the Mets are a bigger sham of an organization than I already think they are. Zach Wheeler, in the words of Ralph Cramden, is a bum.
Okay. All right. Do we have any horse races to talk about this weekend?
Yeah, we're going down to New Orleans. Fairgrounds, it's not closing weekend as it usually is with the Louisiana Derby, but it's next to closing weekend, and they have their big races all piled up tomorrow. So we're going to go down there for a couple. The eighth race is a short field, only six horses in it. It's the New Orleans Handicap, a grade two for older horses. I'm going to go two ways here. The one horse player got blinkers for the first time last time out in the mineshaft and wired the field. I think that might be a good thing. He's going to go right to the front again. It might be hard to run down with those blinkers. But one horse I'm going to use is Brad Cox's horse, Leofric. This horse has run pretty well lately. Caught the mud in the Razorback, had the lead and gave it up to Hawk Mom. Hawk Mom was a pick that we made that on that race. But I think Leofric's going to get a nice trip here, sit right behind the speed. And if the player falters at all, I think Leofric gets it done. So a 6-1, 1-6 exact in the eighth race in New Orleans Handicap tomorrow. This brings us to the Muniz Memorial. This is a mile and an eighth on the turf. Draws a nice big field. I think there's 11 horses in this one. Two horses I'm looking at. One is the four-horse Arklow, trained by Brad Cox. This horse brings his A-game pretty much all the time. The only blemish on this horse was the Belmont Derby last year in July, and that was a one-turn race. Every time this horse runs two turns on the turf, it's a good effort you can expect from this horse. Down on the inside, Sicroni is probably going to be the favorite in this race, and justifiably so, with two wins and 2 seconds in the last four starts. But I'm going to go outside here to the 3, 4, 7, 8, 9, the 10-horse Revved Up, trained by Shug McGahey. This horse ran last time against Heart to Heart in a paceless race, ran sixth in that race, has some nice races over at Churchill Downs, coming in off a very nice work at Payson Park, 47 flat, which is a huge work for that turf course. And Sean Bridgemahan gets the mount. Last time Bridgemahan rode this horse in Kentucky, the horse won by four. So Revved Up's going to be my top play in this race, followed by Sicroni and Arklow in an exacta box. And then moving on to the big race of the day, which is the Louisiana Derby. The last time they had their prep down there, I think it was the Risen Star. It was bombs away, and a couple of the bombs away are back. Bravazo down on the rail set a perfect trip last time at 21-1 to get the job done. However, I think that there's going to be more speed in here, and Todd Pletcher is absolutely sending a rabbit down there in the horse Hinford. He's set to set it up for his closer, Noble Endy. So I'm going to go with the two closers in this race because there is more speed in this race. I like my boy Jack, who's probably going to be the favorite in this race on the outside. The Sormo brothers taking care of business with this one. This horse is coming out of the southwest at Oaklawn on a muddy track. If it comes up wet, my boy Jack will definitely be a big play, but I think my boy Jack's going to get a little bit overbet in this race with the hometown crew from Louisiana, both riding and training this horse. And like I said before, I like Pletcher's horse in this race, his other horse, Noble Endy. This horse ran in the Risen Star, getting blinkers tomorrow. Expect a little bit more speed to stay a little bit closer, but I think the rabbit's going to set it up nice for this horse. So Noble Indy's going to be my top play in the Louisiana Derby, and I'm going to go with my boy Jack to round out my exacta. So the Derby trail, the final preps start this weekend in Louisiana with the Louisiana Derby.
All right, Mike. Well, we've got to move on to the weather forecast. I want you to have a good weekend.
Thanks. You too, guys.
Take care. Mike Kosky with the check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.